number one, we have to recognize that we have these difficulties in our world, and they're going to be there. And one of the first places I begin in the book is helping people understand the difference of being concerned about problems and not trying not to think about things, or putting our heads in the sand, putting our hands in our ears and going, no, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear it. We have to be aware. There's a difference when you're concerned about a problem, you try to solve it. When you're worried about a problem, you're just circling the problem over and over without any kind of way to solve it. When you're concerned about a problem, you want to take action. You take control where you can, and then you let go of the parts that you can't. But with worry, you feel inactive, paralyzed, like if you're out of control all the time. And when you're concerned about something, you're really trying to think, okay, how do I handle this? What do I need to do? And in our case, we're going to talk about how does God help me in this process? When you're worried, you are completely just disrupted. You're just paralyzed and you can't think, you don't think, and you forget about God. And I want to say that the opposite of worry is trust in God. At the very root of worry, it's all about a doubt in God. I don't say that to condemn people, but when we begin to worry, we really need to go back to that place of, am I trusting the Lord in this situation? Or am I panicking because I just feel so out of control? And remembering that God is in control. He is with us. He doesn't leave us in the middle of these difficult times. In fact, he goes out of his way in several of the Psalms to talk about, I'm an ever-present help in the time of trouble. So that's a good place to start. We like to hold on to worry, though, Bill, because a lot of times it serves a function in our life. A lot of people say, well, if I worry, then somehow I'm going to stop things from happening. Or if I worry, I'm showing concern. And Scripture just does not support that. So part of what we need to do is begin to rest in the Lord. And I think the best way I can help people is help them understand what Scripture says about taking a thought captive. That is going to be key to people doing well, because the worried thoughts come into your mind. And the more that you push them away or try to say, I'm not going to think about that, of course, the more you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a saying in therapy, the more you resist, the more it persists. And I think that's very true about anxious thoughts. So the first place is just to acknowledge that you have an anxious thought and then begin to take it captive. What does it mean to take it captive? What do? When somebody is in captivity, they're confined. They're in a space where they cannot go out. Think about captivity, taking that thought captive. Do not let it wander into worried waters. Instead, acknowledge it, say what it is, and then begin to replace it with the truth of what God says. And this is where knowing Scripture really helps you, because you can begin to incorporate Scripture into everything you're saying.